For 5 weeks now, we've been making our way through the sixth chapter of St. John's Gospel, the famous Bread of Life discourse, and today we come to its conclusion. But it was really last Sunday when we reached the pinnacle of what Jesus was saying to his disciples as he told them that if they want to have life, they must eat his flesh and drink his blood. And he reiterated, he said, "For my flesh is true food and my blood is true drink." In today's gospel, we hear that many of his disciples returned to their former way of life. They stopped following him because they could not accept this teaching. Now, you could say, if there was any doubt about what he was saying, that he really meant that they must eat his flesh and drink his blood, that it's really proof of what he meant, the fact that so many people left. They understood what he was teaching. If it were an easy teaching, they wouldn't have gone away. Also, Jesus had ample opportunity to, you know, bring them back and say, "Oh, no, that's not what I meant. I meant that every time you eat bread and wine and a meal together, you just remember me. Symbolically, this is my presence." But he didn't say that. He allowed them to walk away because they could not accept the teaching. Well, this is the same teaching that the Catholic Church has passed down from generation to generation, ever since the very beginning. And along the way, there have been other theories about what Jesus was talking about in John 6. It said, well, it's a symbolic meal, it's a representation, a memorial, something that is simply meant to call to our mind what Jesus did, but that he's not really present. When we look at the scriptures and the long-standing tradition of the church, we can see that those theories are really indefensible. You can't look at John 6 and claim that the Eucharist is anything other than the body and blood of Jesus Christ. So for us Catholics, it's not the occasion for us to get all high and mighty and say, well, we kept the real truth of the sacraments and the rest of you are left in the dust. No, I bring this up because this very point is a great launching off point for a conversation with our brothers and sisters about the sacraments and especially the real presence of Christ in the Eucharist that we celebrate every Sunday. It can be a great point for dialogue and can really help us in our pursuit of the truth together. But there is certainly no doubt, as we read this very important passage of Scripture, as to what Jesus meant. He spoke very directly to his disciples, and told them that they must eat his body and drink his blood. And that is what we have been doing ever since that time. This also, however, ties in with another point, another theme that is present in today's scriptures, and that has to do with our attitude, our approach to the life of faith. And the question comes up, do we live our life of faith on our own terms or on God's terms? Because if you look at this passage we've just been talking about, those disciples that walked away could not accept what Jesus said. They could not accept a relationship with him if it meant eating his body and drinking his blood. They said, "This saying is hard, who can accept it?" And they walked away. They were not willing to have that relationship of faith on Jesus' terms. And it's tempting sometimes for us also. Maybe not on the matter of the Eucharist, maybe so. But in other areas of our faith, we lay down conditions. We say, okay, Lord, I will believe as long as fill in the blank. I will go to church as long as fill in the blank. But that isn't the example. That isn't the way that Jesus wants us to be. He wants us to live the life of faith on His terms. So we've always got to be listening day by day as He leads us, guides us by the stirring of His Holy Spirit in our hearts. You know, this theme is also present in the first and second readings. This passage from St. Paul's letter to the Ephesians is one that makes a lot of people bristle, men and women alike, husbands and wives. And I'm not going to go into a long sermon on that particular issue, but only to use this scripture as another example of where we like to have things on our own terms. I celebrated a wedding just this past Friday evening, and this was the second reading at the wedding. And I was waiting in line at the reception to dish up a plate. I was talking to this couple, and they were just joking about the passage. They said, "That's St. Paul, you know. What a loon, basically, you know." He was obviously the product of his times, and he just didn't really know what he was talking about. I thought to myself, well, I can't explain the whole thing in great depth, but it was very interesting to me that because what he said did not mesh with their own opinion of marriage, they were willing to jettison that piece of scripture and essentially say, this is not the word of God. That's what it boiled down to. They would not accept that as the word of God. Very interesting. Just as the disciples in the gospel could not accept what Jesus was saying as the truth. In Joshua, the reading from Joshua this morning, Joshua addresses the people and says, "Decide today whom you will serve." Decide today whom you will serve. We can apply that ultimatum, basically, to this same theme. Whom will we serve? Are we going to live by God's terms, our life of faith, or will we serve ourselves ultimately in deciding our own path? The readings, you know, aside from the exposition of the doctrine of the real presence of Christ in the Blessed Sacrament, the readings are urging us to have humility. Humility. It's a tough word. Sometimes we don't understand it well. We think it's a matter of beating ourselves up and just, you know, saying, oh, I'm no good, and blah, blah, blah. That's not what humility is. But humility does involve opening our minds and our hearts to a truth that is beyond our understanding. When the Word of God speaks to us a word that is hard to understand, we don't simply reject it and say, well, that doesn't make sense, I can't accept it. We say, Lord, show me, teach me, help me to receive that word and that teaching. I guess the reality is we're all at some, you know, perhaps different points on the spectrum of humility before God and being able to accept His teachings. But I hope that we would strive day by day to make the words of Joshua our own. As for me and my household, we will serve the Lord. Or the words of St. Peter in the gospel. Master, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life.